You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
What the fuck are you watching?
I mean, what was left wasn't even a body.
What the fuck are you watching?
What the fuck are you watching?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
What the fuck are you watching?
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast exploring the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between. I'm Chris, and this is...
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
It's Lisa!
Hello.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm good, because we're about to watch a movie that I've wanted to cover for a while. But I'm also a little sad, because I'm missing the first Chiefs game of the season.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm glad you've decided to join us today.
Yeah. I probably would have skipped if we weren't doing such a good movie.
Hell yeah.
All right. You know.
This could have been a video game episode.
Yeah.
You know. Go Taylor's fiance.
All right. Hell yeah.
I'm about to be like one of those 90s sitcom dads. Where they're like trying to watch the game when they're in the middle of a date or something.
Yeah.
Just going to be over here watching the game while we're podcasting.
Yeah. But that's not all. We're also joined by...
I'm evil.
Motherfucking Silas. Hey, Silas.
Yo, what up?
How are you?
How's it going? God damn it, I keep talking at the same time as you. It's good. It's good. It's hella. It's hella good. How are you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm great.
I need to get that shit down, Pat.
Yay. We got the gang together.
Moist fucking it up.
We're about to fucking, you know, watch a movie. Our weekly movie night. Movie club.
Yeah.
Yay.
Love it.
Glorified content.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you all glad we let you be parasocial with us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could just be doing this on our own without your fucking input. I mean, not that anybody like gives us input, but you know. Still, we could take it away from you if we wanted to.
Stop this fucking shit at any moment. This is the last episode.
I don't need a fucking audience to watch movies.
Yeah.
You think this is the fucking Truman Show?
Before we get started today, let's send a shout out to motherfucking Wood River. Number one listener this week.
Hell yeah.
You can't, how are you just gonna fucking turn tail like that, Chris? We established a code of conduct for these motherfuckers like last episode.
Yeah, fucking Wood River, you're on notice.
About to start doxing every fan in Wood River.
Yeah. I'll give it to you this week, but after this, that's it.
Thin ice.
Yeah. Let's see. Minneapolis. Cornelius.
Ooh, Queens.
Queens.
That's cool. I've been watching a lot of The Nanny lately.
All right, hell yeah.
I've been watching a lot of King of Queens.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
You guys are cool. You can stay.
Yeah. we got Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
Dublin Bros.
Yeah.
Red Rum.
See, I wanted to make a Shining joke last time and I couldn't think of one. Uh-huh.
Lugano. It's in Switzerland.
Mm.
Ooh.
Damn, we got a whole Philippines contingency right here.
Hell yeah.
Tarlac City, Manila, Mandaladong, Davao City, and Cainta.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right, freaking Indonesia and South Korea.
Damn. Call us Mr. Worldwide. About to start shaving my head. Wearing white suits.
Chris, you can start shaving your head.
Yeah, I have to.
You start like really shaving it. Like bald.
Yeah. Got a weird shaped head though. Dropped multiple times. On each side.
I think mine's probably fucked up under there too. I'd be rubbing my scalp sometimes and being like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Me too.
If you need to start a shaving, though, I'll do it in solidarity like people do for their cancer friends.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm glad you're here for me, dude.
Yeah. I would, but my hair takes so long to grow.
It'll be my excuse to get some shitty head tattoo or something. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, man. I'm about to start getting head tattoos, man.
Do it. Yeah.
Get the Agent 47 barcode.
Yeah, get a fucking sick barcode, dude. Yeah. Maybe a fucking spider web or something, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bring tribal back.
Yeah, for real. Get one of those like fucking shitty ass like bullet wound back of the head tattoos. Make it really like realism based so that the color and shit washes out in like a year and it just looks like fucking dog shit.
Yeah. This episode of What the Fuck You Watching is brought to you by motherfucking Psychonaut. Follow him on Instagram. Commission yourself some sick ass artwork. He'll do your podcast artwork. He'll do your album artwork. He'll do your fucking movie artwork. T-shirts. Literally anything.
Yep.
Literally anything. Even if it has to be privatized.
Yeah. And, you know... he can also rein it in and do some more family friendly type stuff. So if you think it's all dismemberments and feces, that's not the case.
No. Yeah.
Let me use your commission as a shield, as a social shield, so people don't think I'm a psychopath.
No, look at my cute birthday card he did.
That was cute.
Yeah. And I did that because I meant it. It's not because I needed to get the feds off my back. I did it because I love you, Lisa. Because I'm capable of human emotions like love.
Get you some Psychonaut artwork. Follow him on Instagram. His links are in every show note, pretty much.
There will be, for anybody that gives a shit, I don't have like anything except for a bumper sticker in my shop right now, which is linked in my bio, but I've got 3 new Psychonaut stickers coming just in time for Wasteland, and they're going to be freebies for the bros, but everything that's left over, I'll just be throwing up in the shop. So if you want some new Psychonaut merch to stick on things and then have people hopefully not notice them because you probably wouldn't want them to notice them, then you should wait around till after the beginning of October, and then there'll be new stickers for you to get.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I have one on my... I have one on my cup.
And I'll just send them from my fucking house, so then you can just dox me. Yeah, Lisa's cup is going hard with the stickers.
I got all the stickers.
Whoa, Lisa! What the fuck are you watching?
Oh, I'm excited. We are going to be watching Leech, which we talked about probably like almost a year ago with the Unnamed Footage Festival. But we haven't fully covered it yet, so we're doing it today. That's David Dawson's Leech.
This, as far as I know, is still unreleased. It's still making the festival runs. Yep. But we're continuing the King Cobra tribute here. What the fuck are you watching? And we had to cover Leech.
Yeah, this will probably be the last week for it, though, because we don't want you guys to start getting worried for us. And also, I mean, we didn't do nearly as much of a tribute for like Hulk Hogan or anybody, so I don't want people to start thinking we're picking favorites now.
Yeah.
I figured we'd give the Hulk Hogan tribute to Sick on Cinema.
Yeah, it's more their territory.
Yeah, we'll do the Cobra. So, in honor of our boy, we're going to be mixing up more drink combos this week. We're doing something a little on the tamer side, I think.
Yeah,
more tame, more sane.
We're going with the Pink Cobra.
Yeah.
King Cobra shared this one back in the day with homeboy Warlord Campbell. It is a mix of vodka. He would call his Fleshman's vodka. And cherry 7-Up.
However, I think both Chris and I are doing some alterations for our mixes. In my case, I'm just not super into cherry and not super into 7-Up, so I went ahead and grabbed myself a regular Sprite and a cranberry juice to mix in with mine.
Hell yeah.
And Chris, would you grab you?
I tried to find the cherry 7-Up. I couldn't find it anywhere, so I went with Code Red Mountain Dew. I figured Cobra would approve. So
hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of cherry.
I think it's time to pull up.
Yeah.
Mine's, my initial one's getting down there. I'm going to make another one. I'm good, I'm good, I'm great. I know it's been a while now. I'm mixing up the drink. I just need a girl who gon' really understand. I just need a girl who gon' really understand.
Yeah. That's a motherfucking pink cobra right there.
I guess just to be on theme, I'm going to add some of this Code Red to my wine.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, Lisa.
Cobra's Blood variation.
Yeah.
Love it.
Not very much, though, because I don't like cherry.
I can't imagine this being bad by any means, because it's just like a regular mixed drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God Cobra blessed us with at least one.
It's just my at teenage drink.
Yeah, pink my cobra. Good.
Go-to drink when I was a teenager. That's all you're drinking right now.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I'm old. It was just regular Mountain Dew. We didn't have Code Red back in my day.
Yeah, you're old as fuck. They're still putting fucking real sugar in Mountain Dew back then.
Yeah.
This is also the first time I drink hard liquor on the podcast, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to take the bottle away.
Wait, is it really?
I'm 90-something percent sure, yeah. Typically just drink
beer. Damn, it's only been beer up to this point, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy. See, listeners, we're fine. Chris is fine.
Well, he was. Now he's started drinking vodka.
Slippery slope, boys.
He's like, this is going to be every week now.
Yeah.
maybe every day. Maybe at work.
Well,
yeah.
We'll see. I think it's going to be a long time before that bottle is finished. And he didn't even get a big one.
Maybe it'll help me lose this fucking gut, man. I'll start drinking vodka instead of beer. Anyway, we're watching Leech tonight. Like I said, this is, as of now, unreleased. But since we're continuing the Cobra tribute, I had to ask our boy David Dawson if he had a screener of this movie so we could watch it, and he obliged us.
Did you also ask if he had a drinking game in mind or any ideas for one?
I did not. We're going to have to make up our own.
So I'm wondering if this is a character that like calls himself by his handle a lot. That could be one. Because, if the Dark Lord thing is constantly being said, that might be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Every time he calls himself the Dark Lord?
Yeah, maybe if we want to buff it just in case there's not a lot of that, maybe, every time he talks to somebody in public who is not aware that he's a character, because I know that happens.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, we can do that. maybe, asking for money on the stream. Maybe we can drink every time he asks for money.
Oh, God, no.
That could be cool.
That's a lot. We just said, four things.
Yeah. Well, I guess since we're going in blind, we could also just be selective with it to the point of, I'm only going to... I don't want to drink this one, but I will, at another point or something. You know what I mean? We could just, pick and choose or whatever. I'm just trying to think of ideas because I'm going to be completely blind on this one, so I'm not sure what the isms are enough to know yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's also pretty short, I think, so I think we'll make it out pretty unscathed.
Hour 20.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, is it that long?
For some reason, I thought
this one was, 50. Yeah. 40 or 50 is what I thought.
The long boy.
Yeah, I thought it was shorter than that, too. That's crazy.
Okay.
Now, the reason we're doing this one for our Cobra tribute is because this is inspired by the antics of King Cobra. Uh-huh. Now, I wouldn't say it's like based on him, but I think it is heavily inspired. I think it's more of a take on like locale culture in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Cobra was like the aesthetic inspiration for the character, yeah. But he's definitely a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Dark Lord of Love's Park is definitely his own thing.
Yeah.
this one was written and directed by David Dawson, starring Jordan Acosta, Mike Miller, and we also have Anthony Leroy, Betty Kaplan, and Michael D. Francesco.
Man, this might date us a little bit. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, we're old.
Drop a Leroy in the chat. Drop a Leroy in the comments. Yeah. If you were around for that time, I want to know where the listener base is at age-wise.
Yeah.
We know where you are geographically.
Yeah, we fucking do. I've stalked one of you. We have... At work.
All of your addresses.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get a little care package from us someday.
Yeah, you fucking will.
Little white powder. Is it Coke? Is it anthrax? Who knows? It's a party either way.
Russian roulette with fucking anthrax. You have 6 lines.
Yeah.
One of them is anthrax.
How do we
that sounds
keep
like an elite party game.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I was like, but how would we keep the lines sorted when we ship it to them?
Vacuum seal. We'll figure it out.
Okay, okay.
Logistics.
We'll probably get mixed up a little bit, but I'm sure if you don't do a full line of anthrax and you just get like kind of piecemeal anthrax, you'll be all right. It'll just even out.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just have like a series of tubes.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Little tubes.
Yeah, put them in tubes. All right, here's a storyline for you. This is the trials, tribulations, and trolls of a YouTuber who calls himself the Dark Lord of Love's Park. No parents guide for us tonight. Filmed in Love's Park, Illinois.
Yeah, we in the real underground now.
Yeah.
Hey, none of these movies have fucking anything.
Yeah, we've been this way for a few weeks, I think.
Yeah. Off the books! We're off the books!
Estimated $500 budget here on IMDb. Make sure you follow David Dawson on Instagram at BroboCop77. Get your updates on Leech. I remember him saying something like it would be going on streaming at some point.
Hell yeah.
I want to say it was like Found TV or something.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. So hopefully we'll see it soon. Follow us for updates. We'll tell you too.
Also, on the subject of BroboCop, a little rhythm with the tism moment for you guys. Also listen to the song titled BroboCop by the weirdo core math rock band Girlfriends.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
It's very lesser known, I think. I don't know where the listens are on that nowadays, but I like it.
Nice. Now, we watched this movie, as Lisa said, at the Unnamed Footage Festival live stream last year. It was the world premiere of them. And we talked about it a little bit on our Unnamed Footage Festival coverage.
Yeah.
But we're really going to be digging into it this time.
You're digging in me.
Yeah. I think the Unnamed Footage Festival announced their dates for this year.
Same weekend as Wasteland.
Yeah.
Well, God damn it.
I know.
Yeah, I think they said it October 3rd and 4th, maybe. So we probably won't be able to make it this time. But if you got nothing going on that weekend, I highly recommend it. It's like last year it was like 20 something bucks and you got way too many movies to watch. It ended up being like 30 some hours. I had a small breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to stop watching movies. I thought I was never going to watch a movie again. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of movies.
I say we just like go to Wasteland, but then just stay cooped up in a hotel room and watch that on a laptop instead. Just don't go out on the floor at all.
Yeah. It's an option. But yeah, check out the Unnamed Footage Festival coming up next month. I guess that's it. Unless you guys got anything.
I don't.
I love David Dawson. He's a really sweet guy. He was super cool to meet. He signed a bunch of my shit. Hope he's there again this time. I have not verified yet, but if he is, we should totally hang out with him.
He's hoping he can make it out.
Yeah, like, well, you 50-50 guys
right now.
Go buy all his movies so he can go to Wasteland.
Yeah. All right, damn it. Let's watch this movie.
All right.
That's a killer fucking opening frame, dude.
I know.
He got them fucking a la carte fucking glasses from fucking Helsing or some shit.
Oh, we got the lolcow definition.
Now, a person whose eccentric or foolish behavior can be
exploited. And I don't know what it said after that.
Fuck it.
Yeah, we got a sign there that says Lord's Lair.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. It would have helped if it was filled in.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that was a choice.
He's got the screen that's telling him that DoorDash is incoming.
Yeah, that's the live stream chat.
Yeah, let's keep Dark Lord fed.
Dark Lord.
Damn.
Thank you, my fans.
Well, yeah, so this movie is largely his live streaming. And
yep.
They had actual people like add comments in real time.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
During the initial recording. And I'm sure most people will know if they listen to Sick on Cinema, but they got to be involved in that. They got to leave some comments during the initial filmings of the stream.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you haven't listened to the Sick on Cinema episode with David Dawson, you should listen.
For sure.
I think they have a few, actually.
What fans... Like a failed music career. Check your door, dummy. Yeah.
Dark Lord's reading all the comments on his live stream.
You want me to eat cat food? Is that what you want?
Dude, that coat goes crazy. The shoulders are so big.
Somebody send him cat food.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they sent him cat food. And he's like, oh, you want me to eat this?
Eat it. Oh... Do it. You won't.
Also, I think they were saying that a homeboy that plays Dark Lord actually did get like way too fucked up during the live stream recording thing. So he actually did like devolve into madness.
Look at this fucking spaghetti.
Which is fucking awesome because it's so real. That's commitment to the bit.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah, he was at the... Unnamed Footage Festival.
Because you guys sent me some
in person
food,
back in like March or whatever.
Which I will eat.
Oh, hell yeah.
He was there like in character.
I'm gonna show you. Dedicated enough on this fucking channel.
Yes, they're all like, are you going to do it?
He's hyped up to eat cat food.
He keeps saying he's going to do it and he doesn't care, but he obviously cares.
Can't be worse than what you normally eat.
Dark Lord of Love's Park. I love my fans.
Oh, yeah, we should drink for that.
Lord.
For my fans, okay? Subscribe to me, Dark Lord of Love's Park.
There you go.
Dark Lord.
Killer logo.
Yeah, for real.
I can't even remember what the other things you guys said were.
Begging for money, Dark Lord.
Talking to people that don't know he's a character, like when he's out in the street or whatever.
That's a cool cup.
Yeah, damn, that is a cool cup.
A skull with a tentacle.
Cool. Yeah, fuck off. You wish you had your shirt, you bitch.
Oh, his red sunglasses flip up to real glasses.
How much of an alcoholic are you? How much of an alcoholic are you? That is the question. Are you drinking enough? I you probably aren't, and that's why your life sucks. All you can do is get on my stream and talk shit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how much of an alcoholic I am. Just enough. Just enough.
Us too, buddy.
Hell yeah.
This is the PV Blazer.
That's what we're shooting for.
158. You can't really go wrong.
Oh yeah, he's gonna play guitar.
Here we go.
Chris, have you listened to Cobra's stuff?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. Some underground, I can't remember the I wish I knew the fucking name right off the bat, but there was a
tapes.
Yeah. And they put out all kinds of crazy ass fucking psycho noise nonsense, but they did his shit too, and I'm so sad I was able to get one of those tapes.
I know, man. I never bought them. I just streamed them.
He's got a little thing.
Oh,
that,
here we go.
He's stabbing his beer with.
The claw.
Yeah. He's got a claw.
I knew some people that wore shit like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you guys wanted? Fuck, I can't remember.
Oh yeah, he's getting drunk and angry.
Fuck, piece of shit. Fucking piece of shit.
He said that shirt must smell like dead fish and incense.
Oh, he's smashing
it. That wouldn't be a bad idea for a that'd be a cool tribute. Incense scent, dead fish. A King Cobra tribute.
Yeah.
From some small brand.
The Dark Lord smashed his guitar out
Man,
of reach.
Smashed the shit out of that guitar.
Josh would fucking never, dude. Hell yeah.
I think Cobra has smashed guitars under his belt. I can't remember.
He tried to shotgun the beer with a cigarette in his mouth.
I don't know about smash guitars. That's too bad.
Yeah.
How the fuck did he have enough money to do half of what he fucking did?
He was fucking making some bank there for a while, man.
Yeah.
When he was streaming and...
And then the wands.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
When he's actually making the wands.
I wish I had one of those. That'd be cool.
Wow.
I should have grabbed the fucking staff when it was 420 instead of 666. Oh,
shit. With the fucking dead praying mantis on it.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, it's bright in here. Fuck. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's the next morning and he's not feeling good.
What's up, YouTube? It's your boy, Dark Lord.
Dark
Lord.
Yeah,
now
he's got
a
tiny glasses.
Those tiny glasses are wild.
I saw.
Are we just doing
I
Dark
like
Lord?
I like them better, I think.
Fucking
that works, I guess.
Trolls. Yeah. Of course.
I'd say just when he's throwing his handle around, that'd be cool.
Day with your boy. Okay. Holy
I'll drink
shit.
For Dark Lord.
Okay.
Let's check this fucking place out. But that's just what we do, folks, here in Love's Park. Loves Park.
Yeah, he's checking out his trash.
What the fuck?
Room. And he sees his smashed guitar.
Who did this shit?
Who did this shit?
Are you fucking serious right now? God damn it, it's my guitar.
Who the fuck did
this? Oh, shit. Oh, this ain't good. No.
God, you can fix it.
Totally.
It's a little duct tape.
I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do now.
It'd probably be like really cool to fix a smashed guitar and keep going with it if you were doing some crazy punky bullshit.
What the fuck am I gonna do now?
That'd be a fun gimmick.
God damn it! It's not even gonna stay in tune. Oh shit.
Oh man.
I'm gonna have to I don't even know if it's salvageable at this point. What the fuck? fucking light, dude. God damn. This shit is fucked. It's fucked. It is fucked.
It is.
Yeah, it looks pretty fucked.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, YouTube. subscribe to my channel. Donations are welcome. I love this axe. I love this axe. And we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. If anything, it looks kind of road-worn, you know? It's been on
for real,
road,
dude.
Traveling a bit.
That would be a fucking awesome guitar to see at, like, a fucking punk show.
We'll see what we can do.
At the axe store, everybody.
Axe
see
store.
What they can do to fix my
dude,
axe.
Dude, I love in the apartment, I love the fucking, like, black light, like, green reaper and weed,
exchange
like, pot leaf
axe.
Fucking poster in the background. It's so
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah.
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 How you
oh,
doing?
Yeah. So,
seeing, I was looking around for guitars.
Here's
and
the Dark Lord at the guitar store.
This one.
Hell yeah.
This one,
I can take a look at it?
Yeah, just, I don't know, it's not staying in tune and stuff.
It's not
really
staying in tune.
And, could use professional eye on it.
What happened to this guy?
It took a spill.
We have to drink for
I don't
this.
Know, it was,
yeah.
Ooh. It's a bad stream.
I think this is
a bad stream.
My technician.
Was it repair or?
Well, I was seeing if you guys were going to be able to fix it.
Oh.
We might be able to relocate the electron. You're not going to magically add wood here, is the downside. So this would have to like go away.
Well, I mean, it looks more road worn that way.
Yeah.
Anyway.
To be honest with you, with the brand that it is, it's going to cost you more money to repair it than to buy a new one.
What if we look around and see what we got?
You want to see if you can find a
some sweet ones.
Yeah, so now he's going to try to pick out a new guitar because they can't repair that one.
Nice. Oh, shit. $899. Damn. Those would be sweet. You see Dark Lord playing that?
Hell yeah.
You want a drink for that Dark Lord?
Oh, shit.
Oh yeah.
That one's kind of sick. It's got like green, whatever.
That was cool.
Sometimes when I'm
God,
sad,
I love music stores
just
so
take
much.
A walk around the cemetery. Makes me want to be dead myself. Cummings. Cummings. Dark Lord might need a little bit of help. Oh. Get back in the grind. I need an axe. You want to donate money?
Fuck.
I'll get the sweetest axe you've ever fucking seen. I'm going to record such fucking good music.
I told you that was too much.
You're not even going to know what to do.
Last one.
It's real magic. Make a stoplight change.
Right, baby. You want to see where
hell
I live?
Yeah, dude.
Welcome to my city. Love's Park City with a heart. Only thing that's missing. Home of the Dark Lord. The Dark Lord of Love's Park. You know what I'm saying?
That's more drinks.
That's some Dark Lords.
It's got a nice ring to it. Got a real nice ring. And I'll tell you.
I thought we were only going to do, like, the whole thing, like Dark Lord of Love's Park.
You got some trolls
out
here today. You guys just
really want to get drunk tonight.
Well, I'm trying to take my afternoon walk.
Y'all seen it? I don't know. I don't know better.
Got nothing better to do than to try to harass me.
Welcome to the Content Corner. I am your host, Mike, and today
look at his Chiefs hat.
Special for you. There is a newcomer to the Lol Cow scene. Someone you may not have heard of, but someone you're gonna want to start paying attention to. His name is Dark Lord. And remember, like and subscribe. Make sure to comment as well on any of the videos that I got going on down there. Let me pull up our first introduction into Dark Lord. Like many a Lolcow, he enjoys sharing his diet with us. Why, I'll never know.
Hello, you crazy motherfuckers. I've got today.
Oh, yeah, this he's is making food. Oh,
God. Special.
Oh, God.
He doesn't even know what he's doing. He didn't prepare for this at all. He's just got a bunch of shit on the counter.
Chicken nugget.
I highly believe that this man did not have a recipe written beforehand, that something just entered his mind that he was hungry and he wanted to film, and he just decided to combine the two just
chicken
out of the blue. This was not planned. No one would plan.
Oh, Code Red. In there.
We're going to try to sweeten it up.
Hell yeah. Good job, Chris.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew Code.
Your edit was appropriate.
Who wouldn't?
And some hot sauce.
When I think Mountain Dew, I think chicken nuggets.
We're going to be putting the Code Red in.
You know, the scary thing is
that probably true. Oh, the Code Red. Oh, God.
In the chicken nuggets.
It's supposed to.
Put
in our sweet.
No, it gets worse. All right, let me skip ahead.
Energy.
Yeah, chicken nuggets in a crock pot.
The piece de la resistance.
Code Red and
French
hot sauce.
For the worst possible thing he could add.
Right. Hey, if they can do it with Dr. Pepper and baked beans, why not?
Yeah.
Throwing some gummy worms in there.
Mix those in. Mix them.
Hell yeah.
I don't get it. Like,
in there right
this
now.
Is
you
the future.
Bizarre.
Quick.
There might be something to this in like an alternate reality sort of perspective, like a Berenstain Bears kind of perspective, where this might be sweet and sour chicken in another dimension where they have no taste and they all have like asses for faces or some other kind of back ass word thing.
That's gross.
If it ended up being presentable and tasted somewhat like sweet and sour chicken, that wouldn't be a bad outcome.
Some orange, Dark Lord's orange chicken.
I don't know how you're going to cook off all that Code Red, though, man.
But why is it orange chicken when he put cherry, Mountain Dew,
booze,
and gummy worms?
Sweet, magic of the Dark Lord, sour. Baby.
He said, if you combined all these colors on the paint palette, I bet it would be orange.
We're trying to shake and off last night.
He put it in a crock pot.
Yeah.
So did he wait a long time, or did he just eat it?
No, he just ate it when he was ready.
Okay.
Anybody wants any tips on food hacks, subscribe to my channel.
Oh, yeah.
Donations are accepted.
Hell yeah.
God,
so I guess
good.
That's another drink.
Yep.
I'll see you fuckers later.
Yeah, give me a pair of them glasses, man. I'm loving them.
The
fuck
little
the
ones,
trolls. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So get them prescription.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, check
can't
this
see
guy
a goddamn
out.
Thing except what's directly in front of you.
This loser. No, this is just part one.
God, we're going to take up building birdhouses and putting ships in bottles.
He believes himself to have talent.
So this guy is just really super focused on the Dark Lord. It's like the only thing he talks about.
Out of him wouldn't fill a thimble.
Yeah, this is content corner. Covers lol cows.
He couldn't hold a tune.
And he has set his sights on the Dark Lord of Love Spark.
The worst part is that he thinks he's doing good. So be ready. Be ready. Here we are.
Oh yeah!
Look at the sick fucking rat tail on the Dark Lord.
Fuck yeah!
That thing is huge.
Oh yeah!
Down to his nipples, past his nipples.
Some shit off. I just got whatever that fucking is, whatever the hell they want.
Got an eviction notice.
Oh, yeah, it's waving goodbye. You know why it's waving goodbye? You know why? Because Dark Lord.
I was already taking a drink.
Dark Lord.
Isn't going to pay something that.
He's trying to burn it with his cigarette, and it is not catching on fire like he wants it to.
Isn't going to support my art right now.
Yeah, Dark Lord don't pay no rent.
I need subscribers.
He's trying so hard.
They want me out. They want me out. They want me out.
Damn, it's going longer than I thought it would.
They want me out. He finally pulled out a lighter.
And,
Hell yeah. Oh, it's gonna get out of hand.
Tell you right now, Dark Lord ain't going nowhere, dude.
I showed Chloe the French fries clip yesterday.
Oh, dude. The one where he, like, almost
starts a grease fire?
Yeah, dude, that's one of my favorites.
Dark Lord.
I fucking love that one. Dark Lord.
He was also so, like, nonchalant about it. He was like, oh, god damn it.
Yeah.
What I loved about it was he's like, you gotta be real careful. Go one at a time. And the fucking sound that the fries made. Pew, pew. And then
he's like,
oh, fuck it. Dumps the whole plate. I've done that so many fucking times. Like, oh, fuck it.
Oh, God.
Relatable.
For real. I think it should just be a normal part of the American kitchen, honestly, to have, like, a proper deep fryer just on deck.
Yeah.
Don't we yet?
I know, man. Fucking air fryers took over, man.
Yeah.
I do my own groceries.
I need grease.
All that. My fans send me money. A lot.
Man, I made some homemade cheese curds a couple weeks ago, though.
Yeah.
Right now.
Hell yeah. I made a good ass fucking beer batter for it too. It was awesome.
Damn, sounds good.
Yeah, I've never tried that, but that would be really good.
You know when I did it?
Huh?
It was the day that Josh passed.
Oh,
and
damn.
I used King Cobra malt liquor.
Oh shit.
And lots of seasonings and stuff. That batter was like the best I've ever fucking done when I've tried to fry something. It was crazy. It was so good.
Damn.
I think Josh blessed it from the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's looking down on you.
I need it.
Dark Lord's begging for money. Probably because he's getting evicted.
Yeah.
We missed a lot of drinks.
Yeah.
When's your eviction?
I'm gonna take one for all of it.
Not getting evicted yet. So Lord Beggar. Yeah, shut the fuck up. Not begging. I'm saying I'm giving.
Yeah, he's not begging. We don't have to drink.
Oh, okay.
Something. My art. That's not begging. People pay for the art.
He's like,
all artists are begging. Come on.
He's like, I'm asking you to pay for my art. Let's and somebody's right like, now. Oh, I'll Let's take a beer chug for $5.
Shotgun. Shotgun of beer.
That's art.
That's a good fucking deal, dude.
Hell yeah.
That's art right there.
$5 beer chug. Here it is.
Damn, this music fucks.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to look this up.
$5 I've ever made. That's hot.
Licking that hot sauce bottle.
Fuck, that's hot.
Is that stuff even spicy?
Alright.
Louisiana hot sauce.
To my fans. 3, 2, 1.
I'm sure fucking concentrated is spicy enough.
Oh, yeah.
It is pretty palatable when you just douse some shit with this, you know.
Yeah.
As it is. I fucking, oh man, I love that shit. I love hot sauce.
Yeah, I do too.
Do y'all have favorite hot sauce brands?
Louisiana?
Yeah.
I go with the...
I like Louisiana.
I usually, in that kind of vein, I go with the...
What else you got?
Cholula.
See, hell I yeah. like I yeah. like just the regular, like, Louisiana it. Hot sauce.
Well,
I don't really like the Cholula or whatever it is.
I really like Frank's. Frank's is really good. Frank's Buffalo is really good. The Louisiana is really good. Cholula is really good. I like the
Dark good.
There's this Cholula, like, Verde that is, like, a bunch of green peppers, and it's, like, really, really delicious.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
I like the green sauces, but no one else in the house does.
Yeah, Chloe's not into them either. That's like my personal thing, and I fucking love that stuff.
Super funny. Yeah.
Fuck green sauce.
I love
sauce.
How he followed up. Super funny. He followed up the fucking Louisiana shot with some nasty ass fucking sweet, cheap ass red wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get off my fucking channel, dude. Get off my fucking channel. I'll beat your ass if I ever saw you in public. I'm so fucking sick of that. I'm so fucking sick of that.
I'm so sick.
Dark Lord of Love's Park.
Dark Lord! Dark Lord's going hard.
Now it can be a blasphemous motherfucker, but I love some Flyleaf.
Hell yeah, I'm down with some Flyleaf.
Yeah.
I fucking loved Flyleaf. Those first two records were fucking immaculate.
Hell yeah. Dark Lord is painted up.
Yeah, he's painted, got the cross on his forehead, the upside down cross on his forehead.
This is like a plus Juggalo sign. Corpse paint.
Walking through the woods at night.
Dark Lord.
Dark Lord.
Fucking oh, Lord, God. Baby.
Dark Lord.
Here again in the flesh. Sometimes when she gets
one time
up,
I went to a friend's Halloween party.
I like to come out here.
And I was like fresh out the psych ward. Yeah. And I had like a grease paint, corpse paint situation going on with the inverted cross. I was wearing like a Burzum shirt that was definitely a little too small for me.
It's like it was crazy. Witch project out here.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
I was unbridled. I was unchained.
Yeah.
Faded joy, baby.
I was an untamable man.
Here I am. There's your beautiful baby Dark Lord.
Kind of like the Dark Lord.
Dark Lord.
I kind of want to make a black metal track with a friend of mine and like sample that. Like his like crazy little screamy growl things.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, this is usually where I like to hang out. I've brought many Ouija boards out here before to try to keep in touch with my ancestors. A lot of them are vampire. Known vampires.
Hell yeah.
They're known vampires.
You know, God damn it, something fucking stinks.
It might be you.
Try to and see what the...
It's the stench of death from your vampire ancestors. They're visiting you.
I can't fucking see. God damn, it's like in this area. In this...
In your area?
You little drink ASMR?
Hell yeah. What the
fuck? Pick it up.
I
Pick
see
it. Up,
it. There it is. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I call nature.
I found a dead rat outside.
Bitch.
Nature.
Nature. He's taking that dead rat home.
Dark Lord has a new pet.
Yeah. Dark Lord.
Meet fucking Pete.
Dark Lord. And Pete the rat. Woo. Going home.
Here he is. He'll be on the stream later. Don't worry.
Man, somebody should have just sent... Somebody should have sent Cobra some, like, taxidermy to talk to instead of live things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is something that normally would take
back to content
years
corner.
Of refinement from a locale. You would have to have trolls pestering you nonstop for decades before you started to do some of the things this guy was doing on day one. When he had no viewers, he was doing stuff like this. To no one, to no audience. This is just how he lives his life.
So
you
what?
You have a perfect combination of freakouts, bad artistic talent where he thinks he has something, Dude, you can fucking smell him through the screen. He's so grody. Oh, God. No, this is...
According to people who were following him around for interviews and documentaries, though, Josh did not smell.
Talent scout goes out.
He was a gothic bad boy that smelled good.
Basketball, and they're like,
yeah.
He rubbed tactical soap on his clothes.
I have found the next Michael Jordan of Lol Cows, and his name is the Dark Lord of Love's Park.
Tactical soap, not a sponsor.
All right.
He's outside.
What I want to do is I want to explain all of the tactics you can have with the knife.
That double-sided blade, it's coming out both ends.
Oh,
it's
crazy.
You're in self-defense mode.
Yeah.
The knife is versatile for
it's
if
gonna
you're...
teach some self-defense with a knife.
You know, out and about, and somebody tries to run up on you, or they're like a troll. And
yeah, fuck the trolls.
I'm gonna show you. I brought some fruit.
Oh, yeah.
This is an orange. Classic orange.
Classic
Everybody
orange.
Everybody look at it.
Yep.
See that?
That's classic orange
it's
right there.
It's classic orange.
Yep.
Show you what this knife can do. If they're coming at you, you know, this. Here's the troll.
Yeah.
He's coming at you and shit. You just give him one stick and then.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a dead troll right there.
Just cut him in half.
Look, I can almost catch this motherfucker. Watch. Look at that. You see that?
I can almost catch this
Hell yeah.
when I
sharp
drop it
shit.
Directly on my knife.
It's a sharp-ass knife.
Come at me. And
yeah.
He went straight through.
It's that fucking rainbow blade,
Probably
man.
Probably what
see
you're
that?
Thinking.
Yeah.
Probably what you're thinking is, oh, that's an orange.
I used to
that's
carry one
orange.
Like that.
Yeah,
not like that, but an whatever, iridescent fucking, you know, titanium shit.
Hell yeah.
Is there anything
that's
else?
Fun.
That's
my favorite little knife. I don't know what happened to that
of
one.
Of course, there's a lemon.
Oh, shit. He's busting out the lemons.
When life hands you lemons.
Ooh, stabbed it.
Look at that.
Yep.
Cutting the shit out of it right now.
He's like a fruit ninja.
Yeah, he is. Fuck yeah.
No
he
fucking
is.
Problem at all. Like that could be somebody's fucking skull that's coming at you, some troll.
Yeah. Could be their skull. Just cut it right
Watch.
In half.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Sharp as shit.
Yeah.
You've been here for a long time, so.
Yeah. Trying to hear some metal music tonight.
Hell yeah. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. He's interacting with people.
Chilling at his favorite bar.
They might do it though. Sometimes some guys will like, they'll retire a little bit, you know.
You never know, yeah.
Have some family and whatever. Yeah.
You never know.
But if you're dark, you're dark. You know what
Nowadays,
I mean?
Though, my EDC is a nice out the front automatic Microtech knife.
Okay, hell yeah.
You have.
High-end brand. It's not sharp as shit anymore, but it's a really great utility knife. I just need to get it sent in to get it sharpened again.
Mm.
Professionally.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because if you do it yourself, it voids the warranty.
Damn.
I got 10 on it.
He was at the bar with the paint on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I got five.
Yep.
Damn it. We are in sync, Silas.
If it means donations, if it means people actually putting forth the effort to get Dark Lord his new axe.
Man, I thought it was just kind of an alright movie, but that Jordan Peele movie, Us, when they did the like trailer version of 5 on it, and they had like the spooky music mixed in with it, it was like good as shit.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah, that shit was good.
Right, if the money is right, I will cut myself.
And now it's like such an overblown trend in terms of like just mixing a popular song with like stupid movie music, and it's always bad in other trailers.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was really good in that one, though.
Yeah.
Who wants to start putting some money up front? I will cut the fuck out of myself right now.
start.
Jesus Christ.
Money. Yeah, on he's gonna start cutting box. Himself. He's begging for money there. To cut himself.
Yep.
I need my axe. It means that much
he's
to me.
He's gotta get that guitar
Who's
back.
Who's gonna do it? Who's gonna do it? It's my life.
That's crazy.
This is my life. This is my life. This is my life. Shit! I'm gonna fuck myself up.
Oh, shit.
Man.
There he goes. He's cutting himself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dark Lord, oh, no. You've gone too far.
Don't eat to me, baby.
Oh, he's like licking his own blood.
Lightheaded, Lord, lightheaded from what? I never once have been lightheaded.
You know, I know it's done the death. I've always really liked the skeleton hand grenade tattoo, though.
Yeah.
I think I saw
classic
some of your videos on Content Corner. Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. That motherfucker is taking what I do, what I fucking do, and posts it on his Content Corner.
Yeah, he's getting mad about Content Corner now.
Fuck Content Corner.
If you love the Dark Lord, is going to be a problem. Leech, yeah, go fuck yourself, idiot. Leech of Love's Park, Leech.
I love the soundtrack a lot so far.
Yeah.
I was in the woods today. And while I was out there today, I smelled something shitty.
I forgot about Pete.
Oh, no.
Real fucking bad.
You've been outside before? Damn.
I was coming to you, my way, coming to you, my lord. Okay, good.
Okay, good.
$5 all you get. Until, you know, okay, all right. People want me to do something. When I was out there, I was smelling something that smelled sinister.
Sinister.
Sinister snakes!
He's pulling out Pete, the dead rat he found outside.
Oh,
fuck.
Who is going to put the money up? He's rotten. He smells so fucking bad.
Yeah.
Who's gonna put it up? Because he stinks right now. He smells like shit. 30.
People get all mad about shit like this existing, but like, it's right just, right. If it wasn't for the Jews,
$15. That's close enough. That's
he wouldn't be in a position to have to live like this.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Oh my god, he was begging for $30 and somebody said I'm sending you $15 now and he's like, that's close enough.
I'm doing this for America at this point.
No.
Digging into that dead rat.
Hell yeah. I've done worse for less.
Fucking the Dark Lord of Love's Park! I own this fucking city! You Dark wanna Lord. Fucking talk shit?
Oh, fuck off.
Fuck you!
Oh, God. Okay.
Woof. Wild scene.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of sickening, TBH.
I need to help him. This guy needs help. Okay, you know what? Dark Lord, you want to be interviewed? Let me know. I'll interview you. We're gonna collab with Dark Lord.
Fuck Content Corner.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Content Corner. This time, we got something special going on. The person we will be speaking with today is none other than the Dark Lord of Love's Park himself.
You piece of fucking shit. That's what you are.
This isn't going well.
Dark Lord.
You're a leech of people who actually have fucking.
Man, I know it's just like kayfabe, but this is like actually sad to watch.
Yeah, crazy.
Just feels so real. This is like the real shit people be making now, and I'm just like, what in the actual hell?
Uh-huh.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Dark Lord of Love's Park.
All right. All right. Let's start.
Yeah, I'm sure he said that a lot, and we've missed it.
Respect is earned.
Dark Lord. Jake,
all right. It's a mutual thing. It's a back and forth thing.
I already heard it.
There were probably like at least six while you were gone.
To get a little.
Yeah, you stole all my money, so you should at least call me by the right fucking name, idiot.
Then let's start from there. All right. Dark Lord, I want to help you. All right.
Love's Park.
The Dark Lord of Love's Park. I want.
Yeah, you have to say the whole thing.
Help me what?
You know what? No more Dark Lord on my channel. You are going to see what it's like to die a lonely fucking.
Oh, I'm so unhappy that you're not going to steal my money.
And you're done.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Look at this.
Look at my ass.
See that?
Man. Woof.
Yeah.
That was a heated argument.
Sure was.
Yeah, it was crazy though. It felt so fucking real.
It did. Mm-hmm. It felt, yeah, dude.
That's like exactly how videos like that are. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was fucking good.
There was this fucking video where fucking Turkey Tom had like Plagued Moth and that creepy reading guy on. It was just that.
I hate shit. Yeah, fuck Content Corner.
And I felt like less of a person for even having fucking watched it. I'm glad it's my only source of like understanding of that. Like, good God.
Do not. If you care about me, don't subscribe to that motherfucker.
Fuck Content Corner.
I start to wonder sometimes why the fuck I even do this. Subscribe to my channel and fucking donate. I'm telling you right now, I've got a fucking bounty on your goddamn head. I'll fuck you up, dude.
It's making me fucking self-conscious about saying I was going to put fucking stickers in my stupid shop.
Oh my God.
Because somebody knocked on my door.
Good God, dude.
No, the
fucking movie. Like, man.
I know.
I feel like I'm not enough degrees removed from this guy. I need to get better. I need to get more normaler, like right now.
Oh my gosh.
Address anywhere I could find this motherfucker, then you could troll me forever. I will.
Donald Trump said, "Don't dox anyone, man. Bad move."
For you forever. It doesn't even matter.
Check your DMs, Dark Lord.
Dark Disciple has something for you.
It's a dick pic. Fuck.
Compilation, very cool.
Yeah, Content Corner Mike trying to make some new content without the Dark Lord.
Hopefully this is pretty good.
And Dark Disciple saying, play more Dark Lord.
We're wrestling by the pool. Oh, horse playing is not allowed. That's why.
Ben Tug says, this sucks ass.
Yeah, nobody likes this.
Fuck Content
Mutual
Corner.
Exchange. Mutual Exchange was right.
Oh.
He can't make anything without Dark Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, Content Corner Mike really sucks now.
Okay, what happens here?
Cricket. Damn. From Content Corner sucks. Damn.
All right, yeah. That is an old building.
Chris, am I your King Cobra?
Yeah, you are.
Shit.
God damn it.
You weren't supposed to say yes to that.
Is that why you like me?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Milking you for content, man.
God damn it. Bro, I'm about to have an existential crash out. This ain't even something to me, boys. I I guess I should know better about myself by this point, though. I'm pretty much just that fucking weird dude that was obsessed with Howard Stern for the show, but it was because of Bo. The one that was, like, so obsessed he became part of the show, and then they just kept him around even though he was, like, a lol cow. What's his fucking name? God damn it, dude.
Oh, my God.
Unsubbing. I don't know.
If you aren't,
he was, like, an original lol cow, and he was part of it. It was crazy.
All right, so step one is you're gonna have to sub.
Isn't that fucking Beetlejuice guy?
And if I'm not covering Dark Lord,
I don't think so. No.
What? Covering what?
He like looked and seemed normal, but he was just like obsessed with Howard in like a weird way.
He's vanished like a fucking fart in the wind. All right, there is no Dark Lord anymore. Okay, Dark Lord is gone. Right?
It was Sal, I think.
Sal. Okay.
Yeah. Guy named Sal. He was on fucking Howard Stern, and he was like obsessed with Howard in like a really weird personal way. And they fucking made him a fucking host and kept him on for like ever. It was crazy. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, maybe we shouldn't talk about that, Silas.
Oh my God.
Why? Bo's not even here half the time. Who cares? It's not like I have that to fall back on.
This is pretty good.
I'm still here of my own volition, obviously.
Yeah,
no, totally.
Who shared this? This is really good.
You're doing great.
Fuck you, Chris.
I know. Stop fucking with Silas.
Hell yeah, I love that for me. Anyway. Yeah, so obviously this movie is opening some doors for me. I want to say it's the movie, not the Seagram's Vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I am only here because my OCD traits picked up on and attached themselves to Bo. Bo doesn't love me. Bo doesn't give a shit. Bo's hardly ever here. So I have nothing. I love you guys, but it's superseded by my neurosis. So I have a double-sided karambit gas station style knife in my Amazon cart right now. Probably gonna end up slitting my wrist tomorrow, just so you know.
Oh my God.
So this might be my last episode on the show. If you want to get another sodomy boys in right before the end, I might be able to end it with like a shotgun blast instead, like tomorrow or something. But This might be it.
Yeah, we can definitely schedule that. I want to make sure to get all of your freakouts recorded on that's prime content, Silas. And
now that I know it. I'm being sociopathically used like a King Cobra JFS stand-in. Now that I know that in fact the entire time I was the chess piece on Chris's board. me and Bo both, who I think worry an inordinate about the fact that we could possibly be actual sociopaths, mm-hmm, or have like sociopathic traits. I think that it has been Chris gaming us the entire time. Lisa, I don't want to think that you're an accomplice because I think you're too good natured for that. But yeah, you know, so we'll see how this plays out.
You're doing great, Silas. I just want to say that I like everything you're doing, and keep it up.
Thanks, man.
Mutual exchange.
God damn.
I've rejected every sense of normalcy from anybody in my life who had any naysay about anything I've ever done for the sake of pursuing this in a neurotic, narcissistic, insane way. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm here, I'm glad that this movie and your conduct tonight is giving me a sense of self-awareness I've never really had before, because I think my brain is just broken and deficient in some of those categories.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, let's finish this movie.
Yeah.
Did you really think we were going to spoil the ending of this movie?
Dude. Wowie, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite thing I've seen yet from Mr. Dawson.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's so good.
Steal it, I dare you. Underneath the copyright.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
Does that infinite screen thing is no longer my mind. I am right as rain now.
Yeah. I'm gonna figure this out.
Yeah. They can just close the stream, baby, and then we can just see each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. All right.
I'm gonna do that.
Are you?
Hey,
are you?
There he is.
Is that liquor hitting?
Yeah, it's hitting.
No, it's the fucking Mountain Dew.
I can't remember how to run fucking the whole show.
What do I do? Help!
How's Discord work?
Well, that was motherfucking Leech.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys think?
I love it.
Goddamn good movie.
Yeah.
Thank you, David Dawson, for that majestic masterpiece of a social commentary film for the modern age. I feel like I'm not even being kayfabe here because he's in the underground or whatever, our little sliver of it, that I am serious when I say that's some shit that I think could find like real audiences as time goes on, because it's such a great capsule of like the fucking precarious place we all find ourselves in digitally and psychologically right now. Like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
what a fucking movie, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really good, which, you know, that's no surprise for anybody that's really been listening, because I've talked about how much I like it several times.
Yeah, at least it's the shit, man. Yeah. I fucking love this movie, dude. And I can't wait for it to come out and everybody to see it, because everybody needs to see this one.
That ain't the Seagrams talking. That's real.
Pink Cobra.
Pink Cobra. I'm almost out of Pink Cobra. I'm down to just the vodka now.
Oh, shit. Like, that's the great thing about David Dawson's movies. Like, he's doing like a found footage shot on video sort of thing, but he's doing it, I think, the best.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this was like the perfect step up from the old version of that. Yeah. Like the old version of like those genre tenets. Like, this is like such a good alteration on it. Like, it obviously other films have like tried to do this like in a mainstream way where it's like really wide appeal, mostly like teen audience stuff, like I don't know, like Unfriended or like those types of movies that do this whole like digital, like seeing it through the computer screen kind of core stuff. But like, man, this really cuts to like the real deal, the reality of it. It's just like it was so good. It was so well done.
Yeah.
So well done.
Yeah.
It is very well done.
This kind of hits that, I guess, screen life sort of subgenre of found footage. But
yes,
this one like feels so real to me. Like, maybe because I've sat in on King Cobra's streams or whatever. It feels so authentic, whereas a lot of the kind of screen life things don't.
It was also just so incredibly well paced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the progression of the entire thing was just immaculate. Like, it was just insane. Like that argument between the two of them was just like so like actually like it took me out of like the humor of it all. It became so like actually dour, but it also was like so on the nose in terms of capturing like the reality of what videos like that are like between those like brands of content creators and like what they actually do to, for, and with each other. Like, it's just insane.
And it was such a good argument from both sides. Like, we didn't really comment much during the whole interview thing because we were just like gripped by it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can, I could almost see both sides of the argument.
Yeah.
But at the same time, fuck Content Corner.
Yeah, no, I mean, the entire thing is just a symbiotic, parasitic, toxic relationship. Like, there is no right in that lane. And it's like, the thing that makes it what it is the voyeurism, the inherent voyeurism of technology and what it grants us as viewers of things like this.
Yeah.
And like, I actually, I intentionally limit a lot of the content I watch in terms of like LolCal branded shit, because yeah. I don't like the whole like Truman Show aspect of it all. I don't like the like ethical quandaries of it all. I don't like watching these people self-destruct on main. But I also like when I do watch, it's like I'm typically rooting for the people that are being put through this, because they aren't without the devices of these idiots on the internet who egg it on purpose content, and then pretend later that they aren't doing that and that they never were doing that. Like all the stuff I've seen, like they're out of the amount of tribute shit that has come out since Josh Saunders died. The amount of it that's actually felt genuine has been like 1 in 10 videos.
Yeah.
That I've seen pop up, because so many of those other people were literally profiting off of that dude's downfall. Like, and that was just the reality. That was the reality of the situation. And at the end of the day, that's something that not in a like moralistic, like, oh, God's going to judge you way or whatever. Like they are going to have, if they have any sense of like self awareness and like self-actualization and realization, they're going to like have to grapple with that as they get older and distance themselves from what they did back in the day.
Yeah.
Because that is just like the reality of the situation. They were a active part of that petri dish of a culture that was happening between them and that symbiotic relationship with that person that was self-destructing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're seeing the...
I gotta go call Isabella back.
Okay. You're seeing the separation between, you know, the real ones, like the OG content creators that were following Cobra, and then these kind of newer dudes that came in the last 5 or 6 years or so.
And these fucking Zoomer kid channels, no empathy, pure sociopathy, dude.
Whereas like the
OGs, it's like actually sickening.
Like they're not even wanting to do like anything about it, because they are legitimately broken the fuck up about it. Like
and a lot of the OGs, they weren't disparaging. They like actually, they wouldn't have been there if they weren't invested in Josh, and like, they wouldn't have been there if they weren't invested in those people that they like were that following and covering.
That one podcast I recommended to you. They're not gonna do any more shit. I mean, and like, I guess everybody's content is kind of a little bit tainted now that he did die, because like we all kind of talked a little shit because he was doing some wild ass shit, man. But like you could separate the genuine ones from just the shit talkers. And
but it's also just like it does bring up. The thing that I love about this was it genuinely did bring up like real ethical quandaries as far as like the reality of this type of content goes, because like, yeah, obviously people that are like well adjusted and doing well, they're going to see stuff that people like this do, and they're going to be like, oh, that's fucking stupid. It's bad. It's not like what you need to do to have a healthy, good, balanced life. But also like the reality is people like that genuinely do need help, but the thing that's fucked up to see is the really toxic ones that attach themselves to the whole like, yeah, but they deny help left and right, so I have the right to be this dude that just like destroys and shits on them constantly, because they don't want to help themselves. And it's like, yeah, no shit, dude, that's how neurosis at that level works.
They're legitimately like, retarded. Obviously,
you know, like, obviously they don't want fucking help. That doesn't make you have a clean slate as like an ethical person to just continue your bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, and I felt for Josh. I still feel for Josh. Like I feel for, especially after that fucking video his dad put out, dude. Oh. Like I have never ever been the type of person with that's part of the reason I've never like wanted to engage with the content, but because all the content around like LolCals and stuff, it's always been so fucking cynical and like borderline sociopathic in nature. Yeah, that like real. I've had to just be like, I can't like fucking listen to these kids with these privileged ass lives and the ability to literally monetize the shit that they're doing right now. Sit here and like talk shit on this dude who's essentially like a fucking medieval peasant fucking serf to them.
Because
they come from a place of privilege enough that they can just fucking do this and not feel anything about it at the end of the day, because they're never going to be here. They're never going to deal with that. They're never going to live that life. They're never going to have to like understand the realities of like what people really go through, you know, and like what some people are just born to go through, because Josh was somebody who had a lot of developmental disabilities, but also like physical disabilities. I mean, didn't he have to be like resuscitated as an infant, like once he was born, because it, like,
the
amount of like complications because of just like what his genetic situation was like he almost died like right then and there, and they told him like he wasn't gonna go that long, but then he lived like a pretty full life, like. He was somebody who I feel like just wasn't meant for this world and the parameters within which it works. And I don't fault him for that.
Yeah.
And if anything, I feel almost a sense of like respect for him just like choosing to live the way he did, regardless of all the bullshit.
Yeah.
Even though he was also toxic, even though he also brought a lot of shit on, there was such a genuine humanity there.
Yeah.
That was definitely not lost on me. You know what I mean? And that's just the reality of the situation. And I hate how many people are even now getting to capitalize on the death. Like that's just it's crazy to see the way that these things work. I know that they work this way. I know, I've always known it works this way all the way up to like a corporate level. Like even think about shit like when Lil Peep died after he just got signed to all these record labels. And even now, all the like new content, the new albums, new documentaries, new whatever the fuck bullshit that's being put out about this guy by these labels. And like how much of that, I mean, how much of the proceeds do you think are actually going to like that dude's family? Like he was just like a drug. He was a drug addicted kid. Like it wasn't like fucking, it wasn't fucking anything. It wasn't anything to fucking write home about. And the people who were like scavenging that shit, it's like genuine sociopathy. Like it's insane. It's insane. It's on Maine. You see it in real time. You see it in full view, and it's fucking disgusting, dude. Like, and that's the reality of the world we live in now. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. Wild thing. And I think Leech encapsulates that whole thing in a nice little hour and a half.
Oh, it definitely did.
Yeah.
There were parts of that hurt to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is crazy because it's not real.
Uh-huh.
It's kayfabe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time.
On the nose.
Yeah. The first time I watched it, I was just like, so mad about everything that was happening.
Like, yeah, but it's so on the nose about this real shit.
Yeah,
that it just becomes so hard to stomach, because in like in that sense, I think it was just so masterfully done.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And obviously David Dawson knows exactly what he was doing, exactly what he wants to do with this type of content, and he did it fucking 11-fold with this movie.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Because the ins and outs of it were just so emotionally dragging. Mm-hmm. Like it became this thing where it's like at first it literally lulls, especially audiences who aren't aware of this type of culture or the stuff like this that's happening in real time on the internet all the time, every day, all day, every day.
Yeah,
those people were going to be like brought into this in a fucking like, haha, fuck this guy. Haha, he's funny to laugh at kind of way. And then you see that downward spiral. And once it becomes real, it really confronts you about the reality of like what we do to each other day in and day out within the sphere of media that we exist in and the way that we interact with each other within it. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I think this might be one of the most, like, culturally relevant and emotionally resonant movies I've seen in a long fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I like, can agree.
Like, genuinely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I really like this movie, and I think that everyone should watch it.
The locale shit is only getting bigger. I don't think I can get on YouTube without seeing, like, locale, blah, blah, blah.
It's, yeah, dude, it is just straight up, when I've been at my most psychotic talking about this shit on, like, a sociological level, it is just pure fucking late-stage capitalism, like, Freudian death drive fucking auto-cannibalism. And is what we are doing to each other in real time right now, and is being enabled by the digital space. And it's not something that I think I have any solution to, but it is something that we have to sit here and unfortunately grapple with and watch happen in real time. And it's fucking crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. It's an hour and 20 minutes long. And like, I was surprised when we saw that it was an hour and 20 minutes long, because it doesn't feel long. Yeah,
it cruises.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
I was so shocked.
For a movie of this quality and this grade and this, like, mm-hmm. coming from this place, man, what an achievement. I'm so sorry, Lisa. I didn't mean to talk to you.
That's fine. I was just going to say, whenever Silas needed to go to the bathroom, I was so shocked that we only had, like, 10 minutes left.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, damn, it's already almost over.
Yeah. Woof.
Cheer up, Silas. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
No, this is what I seek out when I watch extreme cinema. Otherwise, yeah. It's just fucking popcorn fodder kayfabe nonsense. This is the reality. This is like what I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a movie. Like, I want it to make me actually like go to these places. And this one does.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because it doesn't even have content that's fucking extreme.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just by association because of who David Dawson is within, like, this kind of scene and, like, being the guy that infuses these, like, August Underground-esque moments into these flicks that he makes. But, like, even then, like, he's playing it to such great fucking effect.
Yeah.
It's just unreal.
All right, Lisa. Need your star rating and your what-the-fuck moment.
It seems crazy to give this 5 stars, but I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it is crazy for you to give something 5 stars.
Yeah. I really like this movie, though. I think it was the first David Dawson movie we watched.
Yeah,
it was. Because we caught the world premiere on the Unnamed Footage Festival. And yeah, that's been like a year ago, and I've been talking about it ever since. It's a very good movie. And hopefully it's available for everyone to watch soon. My what the fuck moment. I think I'm just going to have to go with him eating the freaking rat.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. Bringing home that dead rat and then pulling it out later and eating it. That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. For $15. Yeah.
For $15. Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right, Silas, what's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
Dude, this is gonna be my very first like live reaction, fresh watch, 5 star on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because good God, this is everything I could have hoped it would be. And it is simultaneously as entertaining as it is confronting and disturbing and genuinely like hurtful to watch. Like, it's just, man, it just really hits every bar I think it could have tried to.
Yeah,
it's by far the best thing I've seen from David yet, and I've loved everything from him thus far.
Me too.
That's really fucking saying something. Yeah, for sure, 5 stars. And also my what the fuck moment is definitely gonna be the tonal shift once that interview between the two channels happens.
Yeah.
Because I think as soon as that happens, the comedy is just sucked right the fuck out.
Yeah.
And it is done in such a masterful way. And the pacing prior to that point and after that point is so great. And it just like was a really impactful, affecting moment. And just a great scene front to back.
Yeah.
Just felt so real, felt so natural.
100%.
Felt really, really just unnerving to witness in real time.
And I know he does a lot of stuff's improvised in his movies. And I'm assuming that the majority of that interview was probably improvised.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there was a small outline or something, but
yeah.
What a great fucking take because of that stipulation. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
It just felt so real, dude.
Yeah,
it did. So real.
Uh-huh. What about you, Chris?
But
I'm at 5 stars too.
Yeah.
Small continuity error that I noticed.
The cut.
Yeah. When he cut himself.
Yeah. Yeah, the next scene, there was no cut.
Yeah.
Well, fine, though.
Yeah. I just like to talk a little shit.
Yeah.
After I've been glazing this movie for fucking 2 hours.
Yeah.
Fucking fantastic movie. Highly entertaining, funny, yet very deep and poignant.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying, a great time capsule into this little period we have found ourselves in. My what the fuck moment is going to be, I guess, the whole Guitar Center situation. When he takes the fucking mangled guitar. It is just deadpan, like, yo, can you fix it? it was great. And from what I heard, like, it was like the Guitar Center dudes like had no idea it was gonna happen.
Yeah.
No.
Like,
yeah.
It's hilarious.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And the best part of it was like when he brings the case in before he opens it up, he's like, yeah. Trying to get this repaired, it just won't stay in tune. Yeah. And you open it up and it's just a fucking smashed guitar.
All right, Lisa, how spicy is this movie?
Okay, so this movie is like if you take a little shot glass full of Code Red Mountain Dew,
okay,
and you add a few drops of Louisiana hot sauce into it.
All right.
And you just do it.
Okay. That's a spicy cobra.
All right, Silas, how spicy is this movie?
This movie is the King Cobra classic, The Spicy Squid.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is 4 ounces of Goya jumbo squid in hot sauce, half a cup and a splash of Lester Fixin's mustard-flavored soda pop, half a cup of Pacifico beer, and half a cup and a splash of Gatorade Champion League sports drink lime cucumber flavor.
Ugh.
Hell yeah.
This movie is both spicy and extremely uncomfortable. Really existential. Really makes you think about the times that we're in.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a position like mine where I think I have been only a few degrees removed from this dude at one point or another in my quote-unquote career. And also, David Dawson even said it himself in his interview with Sick on Cinema, I think, where he was like, I think all of us have thought at one point or another trying to do these creative ventures that we've done that we were only a few steps away from becoming a King Cobra.
Yeah.
So
we all got
it. Is just, it really speaks to the lived experience of a lot of people, even if we choose to auto cannibalistically destroy the people at the very bottom for the sake of putting our own selves up. So yeah. I think that recipe would taste like that.
We all got a little King Cobra in us.
Yeah, for real. What about you, Chris? How spicy is this film?
You know, I'm going to go with the classic deep farted burrito. I don't even know if the video's still up, but it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a deep farted burrito. Well, it's a deep fried burrito. They just spelt it all crazy. look like deep farted. It's great. Not super spicy, in my opinion. From like an extreme content wise, I think anybody could watch this movie. It's got a little kick to it. It is a deep farted burrito after all, but it's good.
Okay.
All right, Lisa. All this stuff to do is slot this in on your leaderboard. So mm-hmm. Where does Leech fall on your leaderboard?
Okay. Well, I think it has to go in my number six spot, right below Family.
Ooh, man. New number six for Lisa.
Family.
What you know about Family?
Stepdad.
Stepdad. This movie's called Leech.
It sure is.
Salas, where's Leech going on your leaderboard?
Yeah, so this is going to go right under Love Dump and right above Flesh Eater X.
Hell yeah.
New number two.
Yeah. Love Dump just for personal and nostalgic reasons, but Leech would otherwise, if I wasn't closely associated with that in any way, it would probably be number one, honestly.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Damn. Hmm.
Yeah, it went below Family for me because Family is so short, it's easier to watch anytime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Chris, where's it going to go on your leaderboard?
That's a good question.
You got a lot of fives.
I'm a five-star giving motherfucker, man.
You only have one 4.5?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, definitely going above Bloodshot. And I think it does beat Poltergeist. Does it beat Mermaid? That's tough. That you can't cross that fucking manhole, oof, dude.
Yeah. No, that's I don't think it beats Mermaid for you.
I don't think it does either.
I think you're going to have to put it in the same spot.
In a weird fucking way.
Maybe
it
does.
Honestly, I think it beats Sorgoy. But this is the hole that I've dug myself.
Why didn't you put Mermaid as number one or two?
Well, you know.
Two or three.
I'm a fucking idiot.
You could reorder this right now if you needed to. They're all fives. It'd be pretty simple.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. I guess that's what we do now.
And I think, yeah, that's what we said we were going to do.
Okay. It's my new number five. No, it's my new number four.
Okay.
New number four, fucking Leech.
Going above Sorgoy.
Yeah.
And below Mermaid.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Shout out to motherfucking Leech. Cracked everybody's. Nope. I was going to say cracked everybody's top five, but it's six for Lisa.
Yeah, I know. It was very close, but like I said, Family is so short, I can literally watch it anytime.
True.
True.
All right.
And I love it.
Hell yeah. Leech, highly recommended from us here at What the Fuck Are You Watching?
Yeah.
Make sure you're following David Dawson on Instagram so you can get updates on when you can see Leech, because you need to see it. Mm-hmm. This is great.
Yep. For real.
Next week. On What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're going to have a very special guest.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have our resident eyeball extractor, Philadelphia Alex.
Yay.
And we're going to watch some eyeball cutting movies with him.
Yeah.
Don't remember the movies, but that's fine.
Well, one of them is the movie we talked about on our very first episode, just me and you.
I guess I can look at it real fast.
Which was like the Dolly movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but I remember talking about it. Yeah.
Godfather of eye cutting movies.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah.
We're going to do the Dolly short film, and we're going to do The Headless Eyes.
The Headless Eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Recommended by Alex.
And what's the Dolly one called? Do you know?
Fucking don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
Some gay French shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, something weird. I just know we talked about it.
I got you.
I honestly have the football game pulled up on my phone, so I can't use my phone.
Let's translate it to like the Andalusian dog or something.
Mm-hmm. Un chien andalou.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Un chien andalou.
Perfect,
like
pronunciation.
The pronunciation thing when you go to like figure out how to say something.
Yeah, you get that Google Translate voice going on.
I don't know if that's accurate, but that's what I'm going with. We make up our own rules with language here at What the Fuck Are You Watching?
Yeah. Yeah,
you say it so confidently, everyone will believe it.
We've got a diverse enough listener base that I think that we can do that. We can get away with it. So. Yeah.
For real.
Language isn't real. Just like borders aren't real. All you beautiful listeners out there.
Yeah.
Just like the Epstein files aren't real.
Yeah. Except for when I'm feeling especially fashy, then fuck you guys. But, you know. Not right now. Right now I'm all peace and love. Peace and love. So.
But yeah, we're hanging out with fucking Alex.
I'm excited.
OG listeners of the podcast. We're gonna
Doing a movie that we talked about on our very first episode. That's really cool too.
True. And we're gonna ask him some questions about his job.
Yeah.
He's a eyeball extractor.
Uh-huh.
Alex, what can you publicly disclose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're gonna probe him. We're gonna probe him deep.
Yeah. I guess we will.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Yeah, so if anybody's got questions on what an eyeball extractor does, he's doing some fucking Orozco shit, in my opinion.
Bend a man, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Leave comments. Do something.
Yeah.
Time to engage, if there ever was one. It's right fucking now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a question for an eyeball extractor? Now's the time to ask them.
Where can they ask questions, Chris?
Well, you can send them to our email at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on our Instagram at WTFAreYouWatchingPod. All the links are in the show notes.
Yeah, all of our Instagrams will be in the show notes.
All of them. Stay tuned for another fucking action-packed, juicy eyeball episode.
Uh-huh.
Of What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.